Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Yes, that time again. It's that Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time time slot, where we bring you the I Need More Money radio show from the CFF studios in Dallas, Texas. Actually, Carrollton, but nobody knows where Carrollton is, so we say Dallas. It's roughly 15 miles due north of downtown Dallas, Texas, and it's where we run our equipment finance company and our network and a bunch of other stuff. Look, we got a party going on in the studio this morning. I don't know how it ended up being like this, but everybody's mic'd. We've got Rich, our IT manager. Rich.
Hello, how you all doing?
We have Vance, our marketing manager. Vance.
What's up?
And then we have Dennis, our video production guy.
How's it going, guys?
The crazy part is nobody really knows what we're about to talk about today except for me. I think, Vance, you put something out on social media about it, right?
Yes, I did.
We're talking about don't believe the hype. What we're talking about is don't believe the hype. What's the hype? It's what your brain's telling you. Your brain is telling you that you're good. You're okay. You have enough. You're doing enough. And I'm telling you, it's all BS. You're not good. You're not okay. You don't have enough. And you're not doing enough. And when I say enough, I mean money. You don't have enough. I mean, listen, I don't know why I'm doing it these days. I don't know why I'm doing it. 18-hour days. Yesterday in Salt Lake City, up at 4 o'clock, wheels up at 5:50. Salt Lake City, get picked up by my contact up there. 4-hour meetings. Lunch, they all want to go to lunch. And I literally run to the gate, jump back on the plane, get back to Dallas, check into a hotel. I'm living in a hotel for the next month because my floor is buckled at my house for the second time. So they're tearing them all out and we're in a hotel for a month. And then out to lacrosse practice with my kids, and I catch the tail end of it, and before I know it, it's 11 o'clock and whatever the math is on that, something around an 18-hour day. So that's probably like the fourth or fifth 18-hour day I've done in the last 14 days or so. I don't know why I do it. I mean, I'm 47 years old now, and it's harder for me to do it than it was when I was younger. But I just can't do it, man. I can't be the guy that, like, sits around in some Hilton hotel in Salt Lake City waiting for my flight the next morning, being away from my business, being away from my kids, being away from my wife. It doesn't make any sense. Push, man. Take that early flight. Take that late flight. Get to the lacrosse practice. By the way, I had no clothes when I got to the hotel. I had nothing. So I had to walk out of the hotel this morning in the same clothes I was wearing last night. Can you imagine what they must have thought at the front desk? And then go to my house to get my clothes because I had a 5:30 workout with my guy, only to realize that my closet where we keep our clothes was locked because my wife wants it locked so the floor guys don't get in and steal stuff. I had to go back to the hotel to get the key from her, come back to my house, get my stuff, do the workout. I don't know. It's nuts.
You just can't do anything easy, can you, Matt?
I mean, the question is not only for me, for you three guys and everybody else who's listening or soon to be watching, you know, Why do we do it that way? What's the reason? For what purpose do we need to push like that? And then you also have to ask yourself, why aren't you? Are you doing enough? Are you pushing? Are you hammering? And my response, my topic for today's show is don't believe the hype because your brain is telling you bad information. Your brain is telling you you're doing okay. You're good. You got enough. You don't. You never know when two planes are going to hit skyscrapers, man. You never know when your significant other is going to leave you for somebody else, knock on wood. And you also don't know when health might take a turn. Or maybe not just for you, but for somebody that you love and you want to care about. And you do care about and you want to take care of. You need money for that. So don't believe the hype is the topic of today's show. It's a call-in show. Call us at 866-606-8255. And let's talk about it. If you're hammering, if you're pushing down, if you're grinding it, if you're working harder than the competition, call me and tell me that. We want to support you. We want to help you. Maybe even give you a few ideas on how you can push harder. And then if you're not, you're not sure why or how or what you should be doing, we'd like to help you with that. And if you are in the middle, you need to call into this show because I'm gonna slap you around a little bit. I'm gonna wake you up, man. Because I'll tell you what happens, fellas, when you start to push at these levels, it actually, you get in a rhythm. And it's not so hard to push at these levels anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to New York in the morning. Bring it on, baby. I'm ready. Let's go. It's the starting and stopping that makes it so difficult. When the wheel is spinning, it actually isn't that hard to keep the wheel spinning. You just got to tap it every once in a while, right?
Yeah, as long as it's flat ground, you can run. When you got hills, valleys.
It's the ups and downs, baby. The chicken and feathers lifestyle. The starts and stops that make things so difficult. So let's talk about it, guys. I mean, when you guys are in this office and I'm out, are you saying to yourself, I can coast because the boss ain't here? Or are you saying to yourself, I got to push and get great at my craft? What I want to go through all three of you. Rich, what do you say?
I say that, you know, I take a look at what I can do here, how I can be better at it, and then always strive towards that. Because just because you're not here doesn't mean the business isn't working. And I need to support that business. So it's reaching out, figuring out, can we do the phones better? Can we do the website better? Yep. How can I give this person a little more instruction to use a tool better? It's definitely, you know, all gears running all the time.
Good. Vance, what about you?
Well, especially since I'm newer here, then I make sure that, you know, I have a lot to show for when you get back, and just have a lot of results to enough to show, basically.
Yeah, but now we got to come to Dennis. I mean, Dennis, you sit in the studio. Sometimes the light's off. You got headphones on. No, you know, not a lot of people walking in front of your door.
You know, you told me something very, something that I took to heart the other day was, you need to stop coming to me asking what's coming down the pipeline and kind of come to me with what I'm working on, what's going on. And, you know, yesterday you're out of the office and we had, the big marketing, push for the photos and everything yesterday. Got that all done. And, I'm just working more towards, you know, coming to you with the stuff that I've got going on, so it's not on your mind, because I know you're a busy guy and you got a lot going on.
Well, we got to take time to talk about it. I appreciate you taking something that I said and actually internalizing it and doing something with it. I mean, I think it's really important, right? What we need to have happen at some point is we need to be the one who brings, not the one who takes, right? I mean, that's the next evolution. That's the move from amateur to expert. Mm-hmm. That's the move from, as Coach Burt has told us in our training videos, from a nice-to-have to a must-have, right? It's a big difference, man.
Big difference.
And the difference is I got something you need, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we all have to be doing. Hey, that's a real takeaway for you as you are listening or watching this show is you need to understand what we just talked about here. We talked about that if you really want to impress somebody and impress the boss and move up the value chain in your organization, you need to become a must-have, not a nice-to-have. And that means you need to be going to your uppers with, here's what I can do for you, here's what I've done for you, here's what I'm thinking about doing, all right? You don't need to be sitting around waiting for them to tell you what to do, because that makes people crazy, right? And especially as the organization gets bigger, look at it, guys. Think about it. If we have all these people in these different positions and they're all waiting for Matt or Marcos or Sarah to tell them what to do, or Rich to tell them what to do, or Michelle to tell them what to do, then, you know, we got 30 people sitting around. Idle hands. Mm-hmm. Right? Idle hands. Friends of the devil.
Yeah. And like you say, you always like to bring those people that are competitive, that have played sports, that have overcome adversity, because they know, hey, I don't quit. You know, I need to push through this. It may be painful, but that end, you know, when I hit that end zone, it's all worth it.
Yeah, the alone time, right? It's it's something that the old coaches used to say, right? Don't push yourself harder in practice than a coach would ever be able to push you, right? Those are all good things. They're good takeaways. But the biggest takeaway for today's show is, listen, we don't want to believe the hype. And the hype is what our body naturally tells us that we are doing well. Why does the brain tell us that? Anyone in the studio today?
I think it's because, you know, you have that, everyone has that lazy part of them. They have some side that, yes, I'd like to sleep in, or no, I'd want to sit on the couch and watch TV. And if the brain is saying, oh, you're doing great, you're doing awesome, you know, you can take a little bit of that time. You're talking yourself into the pit.
Hey, but why does the brain tell us that? We're talking about a little bit of brain psychology here, but why does the brain actually physically, or, I mean,
it gets
Vance,
comfortable,
you,
right? More or less.
Keep going, Vance. Any thoughts on it?
Well, usually people set goals, and then once they accomplish those goals, they feel like they're satisfied with it. You really should never be satisfied after you accomplish the goals. You should set higher goals and then continue pushing for those.
Yeah, you all got it wrong. All three of you got it wrong. The right answer is because the brain is always in a fight or flight mindset. The brain wants the, like caveman times, it wants to expend the least amount of energy possible so that you can reserve energy for when you have to chase down the lion and kill it so you can eat. It literally is a physical connection that your brain says, don't do more, do less, relax, take it easy. Don't exert yourself, because you're going to have to exert yourself. That's why laziness is so easy.
Makes sense.
We can connect to it. So we're talking about don't believe the hype. We're moving into caller segments. When we come back, stick around.
Zero to 60, I'm Brian Osach. Joe Gibbs has done a lot of winning, first as coach of the Washington Redskins, and now as owner and co-chairman of Joe Gibbs Racing. He's a great example of someone who keeps on going and keeps on growing.
Today, we're 550 people. We raced 4 cars in the Cup Series. We raced 3 in the Xfinity Series. And I never dreamed we'd be where we are right now.
His team relies on the strength and durability of long-term partner Interstate Batteries.
When we first met them, I think they were 3rd and now becoming 1. It's been a great partnership, and really, both of us started in a much smaller position, and we wound up growing together.
And now they're working to help communities grow.
They came up with the idea of 200 Camrys, and they painted them exactly like our race car. They're street legal. They go to the distributors, and as a part of that, we're going to have a Driving for Good campaign. It's going to be food drives, school activities, recycling programs all across America.
For more, go to interstatebatteries.com/drivingforgood. That's 0 to 60 from Joe Gibbs Racing.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's 2 things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. 3 things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. 4 things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We're back. We're back for segment two of the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Got a real think tank going on here right now. Rich, you're a veteran, right?
Yes, sir.
You were in the Navy?
Yep.
And how many years did you serve?
89 to 93, 4 years.
You did? Wow.
Three combat tours.
Wow. That's the tough time. That's probably the most recent, most difficult time in recent times,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Wow. Three tours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations,
thank
man,
you,
and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Vance, what's your story? Where'd you go to college?
Went to Rice University, worked for Apple after finishing college, worked a bit for Microsoft, and then moved to Dallas.
Can you believe you got hired here and I didn't even know where you went to school? Right? I mean, is that really?
I think I mentioned it before.
Not to me. I did not know you went to Rice. Do you know we have another Rice graduate in this office? Did you know that?
Yeah, Michelle told me about it.
Dre went to Rice.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He played football down there.
He chose
Rice over Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah. Was that a good choice?
Yeah. Well, I had more of a scholarship to Rice, but I think Rice is a really good school.
Oh, Rice is an amazing school, man. They say Rice is the MIT of the South.
Yeah, basically.
Rice is an incredible school. But Dre said that he was offered a scholarship to Rice and a scholarship to Notre Dame, but Notre Dame couldn't commit specifically. They had offered it to some other – they offered the last scholarship to somebody else, and they said, if we need to figure out what he does, I need another week. And Rice came and said, we don't have another week for you. You need to decide. And so Dre said, okay, I'll go to Rice. And then wouldn't you know it, Notre Dame came back and said, it opened up, we could give it to you. And he said, no, I already gave my commitment to Rice. I'm going to Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis, where'd you go to school?
I went to University of North Texas.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, just graduated pretty recently.
And what'd you study up there?
Film.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's a pretty good fit. Yep. I mean, does it surprise you that you got hired by a company that has no idea where you went to college?
I figured when I talked to you on the phone, you were a man who knew what the deal was. So
you thought I'd already done my research to know you went to UNT. But here, I mean, it is an interesting thing, right? It's because I went to a lousy college. I just don't put a lot of credibility in the degree. It's what happens during the degree, right? I went to a lousy college, place called Johnson & Wales University. I went there to be a chef. It was the greatest experience of my life because I was able to meet people from all different walks of life. We had tremendous freedom to try things and do different things and all that. And, you know, it's very shaping, but anyway, I digress. That's good. Everybody knows everybody now. And we have huge expectations for you, Vance, going to Rice, for goodness sake.
I'll try not to disappoint you.
I mean, Rice is like, how many Ivy League schools are there, 11?
I think there's a little bit more than that.
13?
Yeah, around there.
They say Rice is like the whatever. If it's 13, they say Rice is the 14th.
Right.
Did you feel academically pushed at Rice?
Oh, absolutely. It's really try hard.
You did? You tried hard?
No, I'm saying everyone there was a try hard.
Oh, everyone was working hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. That's good, man. That's good stuff. All right, listen. This is the I Need More Money radio show, and we're talking about don't believe the hype. The hype that we're talking about is this crazy game that our brain plays with us. And as we finished that last segment, we were talking about the actual physical connection to the messaging that our brain fires off. And the brain is literally a very, while it is a supercomputer at the same time, it's a very sort of Well, there's a scientific term for it. You should probably know this coming from Rice Vance, but it's a concept of fight or flight, in which the brain looks at us as cavemen, and the brain wants us to store fat and store energy and take it easy and sleep in the cave, because when we need to have that adrenaline rush to go chase the lion and kill it and drag it back, skin it and cook it, that we have the energy to do that. And I know that that sounds, you know, very silly or maybe even elementary, but it's exactly why we gravitate towards laziness. It's why laziness feels so good, because our brain is physically firing off subconscious energy to us that says, hey, you don't need to do any more than this. This is good, man. I like the way this feels. You can keep doing this. Stay in here. It's warm. It's cozy. You don't need to get out into the world. And that's when you come across the players and you realize that the players don't care about any of that. In fact, the players fight against it just like everybody else. They fight against getting up in the morning and going to work out at 5:30. I want to bring on Dominique. She's a caller on the show today. Dominique, welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm Matt Monero, your host. How are you? Oh, we lost Dominique. Bummer. Well, let's try to get Dominique back on if we can. And let's see. Let's send Nancy a message, Dennis, if you don't mind, and see if she can get Dominique back on the phone. I don't know what Dominique was going to talk about, but if one of you three guys was Dominique, what would be your question for today?
Dominique's question, Dominique's mindset, tells me that she wants to know how to get that drive to be better.
Ah, how do you tap into it?
Where do you find it? How do you find it, and how do you exploit it?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, what a lot of people say you need to have to be able to tap into it is you need to have tragedy. And the tragedy is either, you know, death, loss, bankruptcy, something along those lines. I actually believe that you don't need that, because I think you can manifest that. You can create your own demise long before it happens, see what it would look like, and then don't let it happen. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, obviously in my situation, it's because of my brother-in-law. That changed. I was always a driven guy, but that changed everything for me, right? To see my brother-in-law die. April 9th was the one-year anniversary of his death. 46 years old, died with four kids, a wife, and $100 in the bank, no health insurance, no life insurance. And that woke me up to what is enough. Look, I'm not afraid to talk about money in here. Here's the reality, gang. If you don't know what enough is, you need to be doing more. That's it. Just do more. Vance, were you signaling that you had a question?
Yeah, so
fly.
Well, first off, I think Dominique is a guy. I'm pretty sure it's a guy name. But secondly, in relation to the theme of
Dominique I know that's a guy is Dominique Wilkins, the basketball player. By the way, did you guys see that Kobe put up 60 points last night?
Mm-hmm. He broke Twitter at one point.
Well, they gave him the ball every single play.
He broke Twitter?
Yeah, what do you mean? Twitter was down for...
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
no
like
kidding.
45 minutes or something.
He was trending so hard that he broke Twitter. Yeah. Oh my gosh, wow.
Okay, so in relation to the theme where you can do more, I think a lot of people are in the predicament where they have something stable and something steady that they have going on, but they don't know if they should take a risk on a bigger opportunity or, doing more. So how do you find the right timing and the right decision to go that extra step or to take that chance?
You bet, man. A lot of super successful guys, that chance comes across them, right? It comes in front of them, and they just, through dumb luck, they find it, right? I mean, look at Steve Jobs and Woz, right? I mean, who brought those two together? Just dumb luck brought those two together, right? Look at Bill Gates and Paul Allen, and then add in Steve Ballmer too. Mm-hmm. He was a major catalyst for their sales experience, sales drive. You know, how do those guys all get together and meet? I mean, the question is, what happens when nobody comes along, right? And that's my situation. Nobody's mm-hmm. ever come along and said, "Hey, I think you should be doing this," right? Never. So for me, it's always been, well, do I hoard the nuts like a squirrel, or do I roll the dice and try to go to the next step? And, you know, we're on a small scale for so many, many big businesses, but we're getting ready to do it again. Because when I look back, every time we've done it, it worked out for us, right? The one-bedroom apartment, which we took out a two-bedroom apartment. Then we took out a three-desk office. Then we took out this dumpy office that we thought was great. Then we bought a building. Then we sold the building, moved into here, and now we're getting out of here, we're moving into bigger space. Every time it worked. Right? Let's try one more time. Let's see if we can get one more under our belt. Stick around for segment three.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Think we cut that online.
We are back talking crazy stuff here in the studio. Got a good dialogue going on how do we do more? How do we do more becomes the big question of the day, because our brain's telling us to do less. Your wife might be telling you to do less. Your husband might be telling you to do less. Your mom, your dad, your siblings, certainly some of your coworkers are telling you to do less. I guarantee you that. You want to push against that. You don't want to be doing less. You want to be doing more all the time in all aspects. My buddy Grant Cardone says it best. You cannot take from one bucket to fill the other bucket. You must fill all buckets. I couldn't agree with that more. Let's go to Olivia on the board, on the phone. Olivia, I'm Matt Monero. Thank you for calling the I Need More Money radio show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for having me. I invested in a business venture with my two aunts. We're opening a Make Me Over beauty bar coming very soon to Jamaica Avenue. The grand opening is going to be May 21st. We invested a lot of money in it. So my cap was supposed to be like $30,000. I invested $25,000 so far. And I have I'm a teacher now, so I mean, I have a little bit more that I can give. My question is, should I invest like every single penny that I have, or should I just realize my limit and just kind of give what I have given so far and not go any further?
Oh, man, that is a scary time, right? Is it going to work,
very, very
or is
scary.
It going to drain and take all my money?
Right. It's very, very nerve-wracking. We invested so much already, and I'm so nervous. I mean, I believe in it, and it looks like it's going to do really well. People are really responding to it. Everyone, follow us on Make Me Over. I'm sorry, I'm offside. Make Me Over Beauty Bar, Facebook. But, yeah, I'm just really nervous.
So what made you go into that business in the first place? Why a beauty bar? Who told you it was a good business and you guys should be the people in it?
So it's kind of a funny story, because we all, at different points, we knew we wanted to be entrepreneurs, and my aunt actually has a very successful mental health counseling center in Middle Village called New Hope. So she was kind of our inspiration we realized that she's like the brains behind it. She knows what she's doing. And I came later and said, you know what, I want to start a business. And it was funny, because they had already been speaking about starting a business. So I kind of just tagged along, and, you know, now we're both, all three partners in it. So it seemed like a really good idea, because we all came together with all of our ideas, and they're really into makeup, and I'm into the social media, so I've been promoting, and it just seemed like a really good fit with all three of us. Like, we have different personalities, and it really just seemed like a really good idea. Yeah.
So who's the makeup artist? I mean, who's the one, who's the technician? Who's going to be the one doing the work?
So we are actually holding interviews to hire different technicians on the week of the 25th, this month. So none of us will actually be like the makeup artist or the spa technician or anything.
Seriously?
Like that.
Not one of you are going to contribute revenue to the new business? You're all going to be pulling money out because none of you can do the work to generate sales?
So we've been discussing that, and we feel that we kind of want to be the overseers. We're going to be involved in the business. Each one of us will be there daily, especially, you know, when it first opens. I mean, we have to make sure it's going well, but we're going to hire nail technicians and people who are actually experts in that field to.
Yeah. All right. So look, that's certainly one way to attack it. Olivia, let me do one of my favorite exercises with you real quick, okay? Let's do it together real quick. So how much money do you think this business is going to generate on a monthly basis? Top line revenue. I mean, sales per month is going to be what?
Okay. So we actually did the calculations for that. We're doing hair, nails, all of that. and our expected revenue, the least amount I think she said was $100,000 up to $600,000 each month. That's our we're hoping that that actually will be.
Well, let's just use $100,000, because that $600,000 number seems way high, but. Yeah. But let's do $100,000. So what do you think your average ticket, the average cost to the client is going to be? When they come in, they get their nails, they get their makeup, they get their hair, maybe they buy some product, or maybe they just do one of those three or four things. What do you think the average ticket would be, per the average sale per client?
I would say...
$60?
So should I... Yeah, like $60, 60 and up.
$60? Should we? Can we make the math easy and do $100?
Yeah,
or would that not happen? Would it, would $100 be like not nobody's going to pay $100?
Well, doing their hair, and we sell hair and all of that, I think it's actually very, very feasible.
Yeah, doing the hair for sure. But let's just say it's $100.
Yeah.
So $100 ticket into $100,000 a month, and anticipated revenue is 1,000 customers a month. Are you open 7 days a week, 6 days a week? How many days a week are you?
We're open 7 days a week on the app, which has a lot of foot traffic.
Yep.
And we take walk-ins, not just appointments. So,
good. So now you got 4 weeks to a month. So you got 250 customers per week that you need to process. Divided by seven. Seven into that is 10, 20, 30. It's about 35 people per day that you guys need to process at a $100 ticket to get to $100,000. By the way, that $600,000 number, you would need to multiply 35 times 6. You'd be having to process roughly 200 people a day. That
it
would seem
like
a massive amount of people. Would that be fair to say?
Massive. Very,
so that 600 is probably out. That 600 is probably out. What about the 35? Does the 35 seem reasonable?
It does seem reasonable. We've actually went to multiple different locations where they've been running for years now, and we track them and see how many people are getting the services. And being that we would only go, there are not many beauty bars like ourselves that we're opening up on Jamaica Avenue, because we offer nails, we do pedicures, hair, everything. So the spots we're going to were just solely like a nail spot or a hair spot. And there will be multiple people coming in and out of that. And I think because we offer everything, hopefully we are praying and we feel like it is doable that we will hit those numbers.
All right, good. So let's just talk about profit margins. What do you guys think the profit margin? If you sold, if the customer paid you $100, what do you think the profit margin would be? 10%, 20%, 30%, 5%, 50%?
Hopefully 50 and up. I'm thinking it's going to be high, but I'm not honestly, like, I can't be too sure of that.
So what did you think the percentage might be?
I'm thinking 50 and up, hopefully.
50%. Well, I mean, you got to think about it. How much are you going to pay your hairstylist? If it was a $100 haircut, how much would you pay the hairstylist on it? They're going to make 50 or 60 bucks, right?
Right.
Yeah, so they're going to on a $100 sale, they're going to make 50 or 60 bucks. Then you got to take rent, overhead, utilities, insurance, your salary. You're not going to operate at a 50% margin. No way. You're maybe going to operate at a 15 or 20% margin. So let's just say you operate at, let's make math easy. Let's say you do a 30% profit margin. You're going to do 1.2 million times 30% is 2.4. That's $360,000 a year in net profit divided by the three of you. That's 120 grand per. How does that compare to what you guys are making right now? That's a lot more than you're making as a teacher, right?
That's a lot more than I'm making as a teacher. So I would be very, very pleased if those, you know, we think we can hit those numbers. So that's
so we just built your business plan right there. I just built your business plan in a 4 minute segment of a radio show. I just built your business plan. You guys need to process 35 people a day at $100 at a 30% margin. And you and your two aunts walk away with 120 grand in your pocket. That's the thing. You just, now you know it. You just have to work every single day through your social media efforts or whatever else to get those people in.
Yes.
That's it.
And we're ready. We are ready to do that. And I really appreciate you taking the time to do those numbers.
I love your excitement.
We're ready.
Hey,
we're ready.
Social media could be a tremendous opportunity for you guys. I need you to push real hard in that social. If that's your area of focus, if that's your superpower in this business, bang it. Good. Good job, Olivia.
This is the area of social media. Thank you so much. Make Me Over Beauty Bar at Facebook. Please follow us. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. See you later. Bye. Make Me Over Beauty Bar on Facebook. That's it. If you're ever in Jamaica, Queens, you got it. Hey, man, that's how it plays out. I mean, I know that was more of a business call versus the hype. I mean, she thinks she can do it. You know, they say the only partner, the only ship that doesn't sail is a partnership. So I hate the idea of going into it with two family members, mm-hmm. right? Two partners and two family members.
They may never talk risky. To each other again.
I don't know much about the beauty business. Can you get 35 people in? I would think so. I would think you could do 35 hair, nails, whatever. I think $100 is a reasonable number too, right?
Usually those places are pretty packed most of the time. I know there's like a spa right by where I live, and it's always 20 people, 20 girls or something in there.
Listen, I think she's got a shot. I mean, I hope she does. I hope she kills it. It's not bad. Now, if you didn't have any partners, that's $360 in her pocket.
Yeah.
Right? That's not bad. That's a good call with Olivia. Hey, by the way, that exercise that we just did, you need to do that in every business venture you want to do. Stick around. We're going to segment 4.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS. Napa
know-how! Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Welcome back. Final segment of the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. You know, a couple things happen here. If you like what you're hearing, you can watch this on our network. It's called RoadGrit.tv. We're in the equipment financing business. We finance big rigs, tow trucks, bulldozers, dump trucks, very blue-collar type industries. That's what we specialize in. We do the financing for that equipment. And we built a network called RoadGrit.tv in which we deliver entertaining, educational, and informative videos for the transportation marketplace. And we just struck a deal with Apple TV and Roku, too, where RoadGrit.tv will now be a fixture channel on those platforms, and that's pretty cool stuff. So if you like what you're hearing, go to RoadGrit.tv, click the I Need More Money show, and you can actually watch the audio, the video of what we're doing here. We got four of us in the studio. I got Rich, my IT manager. I have Vance, my marketing manager. And I have Dennis, my video production guy. We're talking about don't believe the hype. What's the hype? The hype is what your brain tells you, which is you're fine, man. You don't need to push. You're doing good. There's plenty of money. Well, you ever said that to yourself? I have plenty of money. I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to work out. I'm good. No, you don't. You need to push all the time. So, guys, at the end of the day, I mean, what do you think about this topic? And, I mean, because it really freaks a lot of people out, don't you think? I mean, when do you know that you're pushing? Do you have to push till you get pneumonia and collapse on the jetway? I mean, when do you push? When is pushing too hard?
I mean, that's a razor's edge to walk, yeah. Most definitely, you know. And it's, I think you go until you can't go anymore. It just is. Otherwise, you're gonna believe the hype. You know, you may be making $85 million a year, but then if you believe that hype, then it's gonna start to go down.
It's what Trump says. Trump says, do something you love, and you'll never do a day of work in your life, and it's true. So this idea of finish line, or I'm pushing too hard, or there is something that I will break if I push, it doesn't happen if you're on the right path. If you've really found something that you love, whether it's the work or the hobby or the career or what is it, whatever it is, I mean, can you push too hard at being a good parent? Right? I mean, it's silly, right? Mm-hmm. So the answer is always push, right? Now, let's relate it back to our business and maybe somebody else's business. I mean, when it comes to business, guys, we got to push in all different areas. So, Rich, from an IT standpoint, we have to be moving to the direction of how do we use systems to replace people? Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds harsh, but there is an element of truth to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's too difficult to find a lot of people to fit a lot of positions. Mm-hmm. So you need to implement technology into that role. Dennis is in pretty good shape there, though, because, you know, it's pretty hard for a computer to come up with a creative video, right? That so you got true. Some job security there.
A little bit.
Right? Vance, on your side, though, it's there is an argument that you've got some pretty good job security too, because, you know, from a marketing standpoint, how do you get someone to create marketing campaigns? However, I do believe there will come a time where there will be enough data to analyze out there that you can run the data through a computer program and it ends up telling you every video should be 1 minute, 41 seconds. It should be lots of red in color. It should only ask for you to subscribe 3 times, 1 time for comments, right? It will automatically create the video based on keywords that are trending on Google and Twitter and the, you know, top 2% of video topics that were watched on Facebook, and it aggregates the whole thing and tells you what to do. Is that possible?
To an extent, but I kind of disagree in a sense, because a lot of, like, if you look at YouTube and find anyone with like over 1 million subscribers, they all have really original content and they don't really follow the status quo, which kind of does tie back to our theme today. But yeah, I mean, you'll see that some people produce 7, 8, 9, 10 minute videos on the norm, and you know, they have 2 million subscribers, and they have that for a reason, because all their stuff is original and it's quality.
That's good, man. I like that. You're right. If you're doing what's already been done, it's not as interesting, right? That's good. They always say that if you want to make the biggest money, man, you got to solve a problem that most people have yet to uncover. Find out what the biggest problem is that other people haven't addressed. Go address it, and that's how you become a massive changer, right? That's how you become a Microsoft or an Apple or a Richard Branson.
And speaking of which, I just wanted to mention real quick, we talked earlier about how, you know, you didn't place too much emphasis on schools, and we also talked earlier about the big players out there like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, all of which were college dropouts. So just keep that in mind when, you know, you try to place emphasis on certain things.
It's a good one. Vance, you can come back next week, Vance. You're all right. Dennis, you were raising your hand. Do you have something to say?
Oh, I was just going to say we got Dominique on the line.
Dominique on the line again? Yeah, we just had her on the line.
No, we had Olivia earlier. This is Dominique. She's calling back.
Oh, my gosh. My bad. Did I call the other girl Dominique?
No, I called Olivia.
Well, let's rock and roll. Let's bring Dominique in. Dominique, I apologize for the delay in getting to you the first time. Thank you for calling back.
Oh, it's no problem. My call dropped. I apologize. How are you? How's everyone?
I'm doing awesome, and I'm so glad that we're talking, because we got about 4 minutes left in the last segment, and I want to help you. What's on your mind?
Awesome. So I'm at the point where it's time for me to start paying back my student loans. It's been about 6 months, and I am considering picking up a second job, but I have a family. You know, I already work from home. I have a good, solid job. But I just want a few pointers about starting my own business. I want to do something where I'm helping young women, and I don't want to actually tax them to do anything, but I want to start my own business and be able to help young girls at the same time.
Dominique, you are the perfect caller for the last segment, because you're believing the hype that you need to start a business. You know what you need to do? You need to pay down those student loans. You need to keep your job. You need to get that second job. You need to take that extra money from the second job, and you need to pay down these student loans, because those student loans will weigh on your neck like an anchor as an entrepreneur. You will never be able to really commit fully at the level necessary when you have that level of debt sticking around. By the way, how much do you have in student loans?
It's about $30,000.
$30,000? So if you treated that $30,000 just like you bought a $30,000 car, and say you financed that car for 5 years, it's about $600 a month. Could you make $600 a month extra for the next 5 years to pay down that student loan debt?
I could try.
Yeah, but you have to. There's no money in try. You have to do it. So it's an ideal topic of I need more money, right, which is the name of the show. You need more money. So, Dominique, I love the idea of the business, but you need to put that on hold. Right now, you need to make more money, whether it's going to your existing employer and saying, somebody give me a raise, going to your second job and working more shifts, but you need to make more money, pay down that $30,000, and then focus on the business. Dominique, great call. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you. Hey, we're to the end of another episode of I Need More Money. I appreciate everybody's input here today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. Thanks. I get up.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.